and I welcome you back. Today I've got another short clip from Gabe Strom's interview on the social media trends that are taking place right now in 2012 right now. If you don't know about this yet, you have got to listen to this. You're going to be so excited about this. He shares what's going on with the Google and the search engine algorithms and why they're changing, and it's going to be super crucial to your business going forward, how to market using social media to make sure that you stay in the rankings and to make sure that your content isn't lost in cyberspace and that you to make sure that you stay on top of the search engines. So Gabe shares some phenomenal advice, some really great takeaways from this interview clip. It's probably the best part of that whole interview. So again, this is Chris. And if you want to learn more about podcasting and how to explode your brand and how to make sure you stay ranked within this huge shift that's going on with Google algorithm changes right now, head over to chrisgilbertson.com to learn more about how I can help you with that. And without further ado, here is Gabe Strom talking about the 2012 and ongoing trends in social media and video marketing.
You said you have a 7-day process to help somebody test the marketplace, because I think people have ideas, but they're not sure, okay, Gabe, that's great advice, but now how do I do that? So do you have a product that kind of helps put that all together for people?
Yeah, this is one of the new products that we're working on this year. It's a product called the Webinar Launchpad, and the intention behind the product, we've kind of shifted our approach from all of our trainings, and this is something else I'll kind of let you on the inside. You know, we've created a ton of programs over the past couple of years, and we've really focused this year. My goal for 2012 and moving forward is really short results-based trainings, really short results-based products. So everything that we're doing this year, it's not about the amount of information you give people. It's about the result that you can help them achieve. So, you know, for example, our social traffic plugin, which is at socialtrafficplugin.com, is a really simple, inexpensive tool. It's $97 right now. And basically what this plugin does is it helps entrepreneurs and businesses get more traffic from social media by automatically sharing blog posts at custom times of day. There's a lot of customization within the software. So that's one example. It's a really inexpensive product. It's $97. And I overcome one of the biggest challenges people have, which is they want to do social media marketing, but they don't have the time. So we built a software, a little plugin that will basically sit there like a virtual assistant, only you don't have to pay them every week. It'll automatically promote for you. So the Webinar Launchpad product, to get back to your question, though, is a results-based product that's basically a culmination of our last 3 years of testing and refining this webinar process. And we mentioned, it was how we launched our first business. It's the model that we used to make our first 70 grand on the internet, our first year, the model we used to build the first 1,000 person email list, and it's the model that we used to go on and launch multiple products and services. So I took a look back and went through my journal and broke this down into an 8-step process of exactly what I do when I launch a new product via webinar. And I can do this in about 7 days. We've got this down to about a science. You know, if you want to drag it out, you could do it up to 14 days if you wanted to give yourself a little leeway. But I'm the kind of person that, you know, if I can't see the whole picture and the whole path, I'll get lost and confused in the details. So I really created this originally, this 8-step process for myself, so that if we had a new product that we wanted to release, I could literally go down the checklist, and I had a to-do list of A to Z to launch this new product, everything from designing the webinar to the technology that I need to set up to the copy that I need to put for the emails and the autoresponder, et cetera. And I put it into a checklist. And when I did that, I thought, wow, this would probably be pretty valuable for other people who, you know, want to release a new product. They're confused. They've maybe bought a product launch product, and they think that they got to go through and make all these videos and do all this stuff. And you really don't have to starting off. So I kind of assimilated the information of what works down into a real simple starting plan that you can use to launch your product or service or bring in extra sales this month or whatever you want to do. And then from that framework, you can build on that and do better videos and, you know, maybe go out and do a bigger launch or set up an evergreen model. But that was the inspiration behind it. It was, you know, really, again, a product that was born out of a need that I had, that I thought, wow, what other people could benefit from something like this? And so this is something that we've been working on for this year, for our clients as well. And I've taught it to a handful of clients. We'll be putting it into a kind of a formal training here soon. But
that's just exciting. Yeah, that's so cool because, you know, a lot of it, and there's a lot of people, gurus out there. And, you know, and some of them have really, really good success, but it's such an inundated process of phenomenal videos and a huge process. And I love how you just say, you know, you don't need that to start. Let's just start building your list. And, you guys have phenomenal success. through doing webinars, getting over 800 people on your list and selling over $70,000 in products, that's a great way to start. And then you've kind of worked out all your kinks, too, on what works and what doesn't work in your program, and then you can do the big product launches. So I think that's just phenomenal advice. So I'm really excited to hear more about that product when that comes out. So I kind of want to pick your brain a little bit more in the social media space. So what do you see the trends as becoming here in the social media marketplace?
Good question, Chris. A couple of things are coming down the pipe that I don't see a lot of people talking about. And here we are doing this interview, early quarter one of 2012, if you're listening to this later. A couple trends. One is I pay attention to what a lot of the big name companies and websites do. So Google's one of those naturally, one of the fastest growing companies in the world. This past year, over 2011, they changed their algorithm a couple different times with a couple different updates. One of those was the Panda update. I had a more update more recently. And what Google is doing is from an overall traffic perspective, and I'm going to talk a little bit about SEO here as one of the kind of the trends that's changing. But in traditional, search engine optimization, you've got to have the right keywords on your website. You've got to do some off-page. You've got to link to your articles if you know anything about SEO and some of the basics. All that still applies. But Google has added, let me distill this even more, the world of search engine optimization, of people naturally finding your website, which accounts to tons and tons of traffic on the internet, is two pieces in the past. It was on-page optimization, which is, like I mentioned, having the right keywords, the meta tags, having all the pieces of content on your website or your blog or your video or article or whatever you're promoting consistent with the keywords you're targeting. And then your off-page is the second piece, having people linking to you, having the right quality of links coming to you. And the internet's a big popularity game in that sense. All that still applies, but one of the shifts that we've seen with Google recently, and this is this past year, so this is relatively new, is they're starting to factor and weigh more heavily into that algorithm, which nobody really knows what the Google algorithm is. It's this top secret formula. That's Google's proprietary technology. But we're starting to see that they're weighing more heavily the social presence. So if we have two blogs back to back, one's optimized the exact same as blog B, they both have the same amount of backlinks, they're exactly the same, but blog A has a bunch of social engagement, it has all their social media profiles, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, all branded with those keywords, all linking back to that website or blog, and they have comments and engagement on that website. Those comments and engagement will help that website or blog to rank higher than their competitor because they have that social factor. So that's one of the things that we've seen changing this year, is that social media is no longer just about the conversation, but it has value beyond that, in that, this is one of the ways that Google is saying, hey, is this a real website? Are real people finding value here? That's a business that Google is in, is providing relevant content. And one of the ways that, as marketers, there's a lot of ways to cheat the system. So you could, you can put the right keywords in, you can spam, you can buy a bunch of links. And Google knows that. But one thing you can't fake is, what do other people say about you? What's your reputation in social media? And so that's one of the factors. You'll start to see this more and more in 2012 and moving forward, that social media has value above and beyond just the social connection of what's happening. So that's one of the trends, and this may or may not be new news for you if you study that, but pay attention to that. Pay attention to anytime Google makes a new update, take time, go to their blog, read about that, and learn how that might affect that. The second trend, we actually just did a webinar on this on Thursday night with one of my original clients as well, and that is a shift that we're seeing in the video space. And so one of the things, and if I could give you advice, depending on when you are listening to this recording, is the video game is changing. It's changing rapidly. And to give you a real quick history, I think it'll help you to see the future if you can see the past and some of the trends that have happened till now. Back in 2006, a little company called Google bought a little company called YouTube. Okay, so this was kind of the beginning of what I'll call the official video revolution. And it wasn't until 2004, 2005, online video wasn't a lot of it. The video quality was low. It was, we didn't have the bandwidth. The technology wasn't quite there to host videos. The streaming technology wasn't quite there. Over the course of 2005, 2006, a lot of that changed. Google saw the trends. They bought up YouTube. Now, fast forward, 2012, Google has become the number two search engine in the world. It's the number two website behind Google where people go to search for information. There's tons of stats out there. Video traffic has exploded as of now, beginning of 2012. Over 51% of all online traffic is rich media or video based. And keep in mind, a lot of that traffic's from the YouTube sensation. There's a lot of viral videos, so it's not all qualified traffic. But moving forward, one of the trends that I see, and I'm gonna give you kind of a bold idea and make a bold prediction on this interview today. So if you're listening to this, you can kind of look back and you can critique me if I was right or wrong in this prediction. One of the things that we're seeing happening in a couple of years from now, I believe that we're going to start seeing our televisions that people purchase are going to start coming with internet browsers built into them. And we're going to start seeing people watching more and more rich media content, videos, for example, on their home television. Now, the reason I'm predicting this right now, I could go into my living room. We have a PlayStation 3 hooked up to our TV. So I have some very basic capabilities. If I have friends over and I want to show them some YouTube videos, I can do that on the big screen. So this is the beginning of that trend. In the future, we're not going to have a PS3 to do that. Here's the big idea, though, is that right now there currently exists this multi-billion dollar industry called our advertising industry, and people will spend multi-million dollars to put a commercial on the Super Bowl. In the future, and the trend that I'm predicting is that the internet media, and that we consume on mobile phones now, that we consume on our computers, we're watching videos, that's going to migrate to the big screen, to the television, when new TVs that come out, and maybe this will be at the end of this year, maybe it'll be in a couple of years when TVs will start having this capability. Once that happens, Google is behind the scenes right now working on a product called Google TV, and that's going to change the entire game. Obviously, Google, being one of the fastest-growing companies, they want to keep their hands in the profits, in where the advertisers are spending, and right now they can't capitalize on that TV demographic. So as video, online video is exploding, and you can go look up stats for yourself on how fast this is growing. There's so much video being uploaded to YouTube every minute. It's probably the best, and the reason I like webinars so much is it's a form of video. It's the best, the most rich form of communication with somebody. It's the next best thing to face-to-face because they can feel your passion, they can see your face, they can trust you. You know, you develop that bond at a deeper level that you can't with any other media. You can't do that with articles. You can't do that, with different things. So the trend that's happening is video's exploding. We're going to start seeing more of this go on TV, and eventually Google's going to allow advertisers like us to be able to advertise in that medium, you know, with click-to-call actions and things like that. So one of the trends just pay attention to is video. You know, a lot of experts are calling this the biggest boom since the dot-com boom. If you look at mobile phones and mobile consumption where it is today, you know, we're currently right in the middle of the mobile boom. So there's an intersection that's going to happen between the internet, video, mobile, and eventually with TV, it's going to combine into one form of media. Who knows what that's going to look like? But if you're not in the video game now, I would recommend looking at how you can be in the video game and how you can use that to build the business. So that's kind of a pretty forward-thinking idea, I think, for where we're at in the internet right now. So if you're listening to this, you might think I'm crazy, and that's fine. I can live with that. But I will challenge you to pay attention to video, do some research for yourself, and if you're not currently doing video in your business, I can tell you that moving forward, the businesses that don't jump ahead of this, that don't brand themselves with rich media, are going to get left behind by those that do. And it's a simple fact, if anything else doesn't convince you, the average American watches 4 hours of TV per day, so our kids, this generation, and even baby boomers, we're programmed to our core subconscious mind to receive information via video. And your customers and prospects expect that. You know, now it's somewhat a luxury still for them to learn about you via that medium. In the future, if you don't communicate that message, if you're not fun and entertaining, and if you don't make the spoon feed them the information via video, they're going to get bored and they're going to move on. And that's just the attention span mindset that we're living in now. And you've got to adapt to that microwave mentality, and video is one of the best ways to do that. So those are two big trends. Social media, that's how social media is changing. You know, we saw a big change. We saw the Twitter growth. We've been a part of multiple these. We predicted a lot of these trends in the past. We've had Twitter products and things like that. Right now, that's my big two predictions of video, and also that social media is not just about the social relationships, but it plays a bigger impact with your SEO and all of your online marketing kind of as a whole. So,
Well, I have to thank Gabe Strom for sharing that killer, killer insight for us for inside marketing tips on what's going on now, 2012, and in the coming years for social media and video marketing. So make sure that you capitalize on that and start implementing that in your business. If you need help or you need ideas, head over to chrisgilbertson.com. There's some great tips, tools, and advice to help you with implementing social media automatically, so it's automated for your business. And then also by powering up with the power of podcasting, you can consistently keep your rankings on Google, and that plays automatically into exactly what Gabe's talking about for social media interaction to your blog, your post, and your website. So it makes it easy if you like to speak instead of having to write. You can convert your speaking into text, and you got blog posts that are automatically syndicated for you. So I've got some cool ideas for you. But anyway, I hope that shed some incredible light for you and for your business. So you go out and you make it a fantastic day.